Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to talk about the topic of discussion tonight is going to be the different ways that we love. It's time for us to first and foremost pay some bills. We're on Dollhouse Radio every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. But remember, if you don't catch it live, that's all right. You can always click on the link that's on our page on Facebook and listen to the show and get what you need to get your weekly fix anytime you want, Shout out to everybody listening. We got a special show for you today where we're going to tackle the different ways that we love and tie it into Domestic Violence Month, because, yes, this is Domestic Violence Month, and we got to actually speak on it, okay? Salute to all the people that are listening tonight. I see you. Hit us up on Facebook. We got Facebook up. We got Instagram up. We got, what else, Twitter up. Let's do it. Get your mind right.
Hey, yo.
We'll be back faster than you can say.
More
cat
life.
In the head.
Yeah, yeah. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. We'll be right back.
welcome, everybody. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. The Kenny Talk Experience is what we call it, and I am Kenny Talk. We are here for another great show, and it's first and foremost, guess what? It's time for our relationship truth of the day of the show. I have a little part of the show where I make sure I dedicate it to that which I call the relationship truth. Now, what is a relationship truth? It's a post that I send out every week. It's a post that I send out on Instagram, Facebook. If you're not, haven't added us as of yet, if you're not following, make sure you go ahead and do that ASAP, add us, because guess what? You're missing out, player. You're missing out. You're missing out on some clear, cool words that we like to drop on the public like we do. So let's dive in. The relationship truth of the week goes as follows. This is the post that we came up with. It says, there is a thin line between fighting to save your relationship and the inability to move on. Let me say that again. There's a thin line between fighting to save your relationship and the inability to move on. That's the post. Got a lot of feedback from that one. So I got a question for you guys. Why do you guys think I chose that one? Why do you guys think that I would say this is the relationship truth to use based on today's topic? You know, the different ways that we love. Y'all hit me up on Facebook like y'all always do. Inbox me, right? On Twitter. Inbox, what do we call it? DM me on Twitter. We want to see. What are your thoughts? Yeah. I want to hear what you think before I dive. Nah, you know what? I'm going to go and dive in. Then I'll go on here with you. I'll hear what y'all got to say. Because I see my inbox starting to light up a little bit. Salute to all the listeners out there. But check it out. The reason why I would choose that one is because as it pertains to the different ways that people want to be loved, whenever you're with someone and they seem to get it right, when that person is fed up, even though they've got it right as far as how you want to be loved, you don't want to accept the fact that they're ready to move on. You don't want to accept the fact that it's over. So you do several things. And one of the most common is stalking them on social media, reaching out to the girl that he's talking to now, or a guy really threatening to, you know, bodily harm to the new boyfriend. You know, or the person that's, or the guy that's starting to get involved with your baby's mother kind of thing. We actually look at these things as gestures that are frustrating to us. We look at this like, you know what, man, why don't this guy just move on? Or why don't this girl just understand that it is truly over? You know, why can't he understand that it's over? And here's the reason why, and this is why I chose this, is because the thin line or the difference between fighting to save your relationship and the inability to move on is the person's perception whom you're fighting for or you're unable to move on from. I could be a person that I may be done with you. And you know what, sweetheart, go on about your business. I'm done with you. It's time for me to start seeing other people. But you continuously show up, you continuously stalk me, you continuously call me. To me, you're a bugaboo. To me, you're a person that's unable to move on. But we have to understand, in her mind, in that person's mind, they're fighting to save their relationship. And they don't care how you see it, it's about how they see it. This happens when you run into that person that knows how to love you the way you want to be loved. It's a cold and lonely dating scene out there. It's a frustrating dating scene because guess what you do? You meet new people. After meeting these new people, you got to fill them out. You got to let them fill you out. And the sad part about it is that all the time they don't get you the way your ex gets you. They don't feel you like your ex felt you. So they'll fight to not be in that particular predicament. That could also be viewed as the inability to move on when you have not accepted that it's over, or you have not accepted that from the guy's perspective or your ex's perspective, it is over. That's the reason why I chose that one. So let me go to the inbox real quick. Let me see what y'all got. I was looking at one of the statements that was being made. One of the statements that were being made is about just understanding what a person is going through, understanding that it's hard to find the right person. Understand, this is what she's saying, understanding that when you found your soulmate, you never give up on them. I think it's a beautiful thing. I don't think it's the inability to move on, she says. It's when you know that the person that God sent you is here and you don't want to lose them. Okay, you know what, sweetheart? I want to thank you for sharing that. I want to thank you for sharing that. That sounded beautiful. But I need you to understand as well, when you talk about the person that God sent you, will the person that God sent you tell you that it's over? Will the person that God sent you start seeing other people? I mean, in your mind, the answer might be yes. They could. They could be lost. They could be frustrated. They could be reacting out of anger because of whatever happened. You know, they could be venting. But if that person is for you, then they're going to be for you. You have to identify the signs when it's over. You have to identify these things so you don't put yourself in a predicament to where you are stalking, to where you are making someone else's life a living hell because you believe God sent that person to you. That's a very selfish thing, and I want to drop that on y'all here before we begin. Now, let's go ahead and dive into the subject at hand. We got a great show tonight, everybody. Those that are just joining us, Dollhouse Radio's on. It's on tonight. Kenny Talk and the Kenny Talk Experience, we're here. And we're discussing the different ways that we want to be loved. Okay? I got a couple of posts that I'm going to share with you guys tonight. And I liked it. And I know those that follow me or those that are, that added us on Facebook, you guys are just awesome, man. I want to tell you, you guys are awesome. I love the way y'all continuously stay engaged, and I want to say salute. But let's jump right in. Let me tell you, when it comes to the different ways that you want to be loved or that we want to be loved, here's an example. This is a post that I shared. This is a post that a young lady put on social media. She says, "My ex was too faithful. That's why we broke up. Shit is lame." That's what she said. "My ex was too faithful. That's why we broke up. Shit is lame." And it goes on to say some other posts that some people tweeted on there. It says, it's just that nice guys are so boring. Like, damn, let's argue. Cheat on me. Fuck my friends. Something. A man with holes is greater than a man without holes. I don't want no whack nigga who can't pull bitches." These are two other chicks that pretty much commented on this. Now, excuse the profanity to all my first-time listeners, but I just wanted to be as verbal as I could with it, right? You know what? There are so many women that want to be loved a way differently than a good man out here wants to love them. We hear about it all the time. A lot of these type of girls, ladies, a lot of these type of girls are your best friends, where they have this guy that loves their dirty draws. They have this guy that would do anything for them, right? But they treat him like shit, right? They cheat on him. They disrespect him. Until one day, that person just finally leaves, or they break up. The reason why, and the reason why this ties into it, is because the person that they met didn't know how to love them the way they wanted to be loved. People love in certain ways, you know, in certain ways because it's the way that they were taught, or it was the way that they saw. You know what? Okay, this is the way you love someone. I saw my uncle and his wife, or I saw my grandfather, and this is my understanding of how it should be done. So when you look at this particular predicament, you got a guy that's faithful, a guy that's not out here trying to pull other chicks, a guy that don't argue, you know, a guy that does not make those type of waves, wanting to be involved with a young lady who wants the opposite. So that's why ladies that are out there, I mean, that would do anything for a guy like this, guess what? You can't have him because he wants her. Now, let me flip the script a little bit. The only reason why the guy will stick with a young lady like this is because it's simple. This guy feels that this young lady knows exactly how to love him. He wants to be handled. You know, he wants to be cursed at, disrespected. He likes it when she responds and reacts that way out of frustration, right? She's doing the right things, yet still you'll meet another young lady that'll try to get with this guy. She'll iron his clothes, wash his clothes, iron his clothes, cook his dinner, rub his back, make sure he's on time for work, you know, create a great home for this man. But he wouldn't want her because she don't know how to love him. Moving right along. I had to break that down to you guys, because when I saw that post, I mean, it made so much sense to me, right? That this is a conversation that we need to have. People that don't know how to love. But let's reverse it real quick. I know we talked about briefly how, you know, ways people learn to love by, for whatever reason, you know, TV, the movies, magazines, their family, their loved ones, they watch, and that's how they're taught. That's why you got some guys that they physically abuse the woman they're with, because all their life the men around them handled their women the same way. We were taught that's how you handle them. Right? Here's another post. Well, first, yeah, we were taught that's how you handle them. The same way a young lady would do everything in her power to make a home for a guy that don't really care about a home being made for him right now. But she loves this guy, and she does all of that, and guess what? It's not taken in consideration, and she feels like she's being taken advantage of. And all because we don't recognize the way to love people. Now, let me say this as well. A guy wrote a book a long time ago, and it was called Love Language. How many of you guys ever heard of that book? And I'm bringing it up because I got one of my Facebook friends inboxing me. They're saying that it's just like the book Love Languages that the author wrote, to where you have to understand the way people love. That's correct. Thank you, sweetheart. That's my point I'm trying to make. We have to understand how people love. I put out a post. I th- think it was a couple of weeks ago. I should have chose this one, but I'll tell you about it anyway as a relationship truth. I said, we don't identify the way our lovers love us, the manner that they love us. We only focus on the way we want to be loved. And what that does, it distracts us from the fact that this person that loves us in a way that we feel falls short, we don't acknowledge that they're making an attempt, as well as we don't express appreciation because that person might be giving it all they got. That person might be giving it all they got. And if that's all they have, and it falls short of what you want, you know what we do? We throw it back in their faces and say that's not enough. Now, the way that person loves, even though it falls beneath your expectations, I want you to put the shoe on the other foot for a second. How would you, the same way you feel whenever you do so much for your man and it's taken, and you feel like you're being taken advantage of, or that person is being inconsiderate. You know what? I cook, I clean, I'm faithful to you, I don't cheat on you, I don't mess with these guys, I don't have you looking like a fool out here, I respect you, blah, 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 blah. But yet and still, you still do X, Y, and Z, or you still you don't act the way I want you to act. Well, let me show you. You have no argument if you cannot respect, or you cannot at least acknowledge and appreciate the way a person loves you the best way they know how. I'm not saying you should stick with a person if it falls short, and I'm not saying if the way you love falls short, ladies and gentlemen, to the person that you're trying to love, I'm not saying continue to love that way. You got to make the transition. You got to be able to say, guess what? I realize that when I do X, Y, and Z, I love to do that. And to me, doing X, Y, and Z expresses my love for you in a major way. However, I identify that X, Y, and Z, it simply falls short of the way you want to be loved, or it's not really the way you want to be loved. You don't value being loved in the way or in the manner of X, Y, and Z. If I love you, then I need to be willing to flex. If I love you, then I need to be willing to make some changes. If I love you, I will identify the way you want to be loved. I will appreciate it, and I will make those changes if I want to be with you. If I don't want to be with you, that's a different story. Then I'll make my decision, and I'll see you on the other side. Those that are just joining us, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, and you're listening to the Kenny Talk Experience, and we're discussing today on Dollhouse Radio, we are discussing the different ways that people want to be loved. Here's another post that a young lady sent me, and I shared it with everybody. It says, she doesn't say I love you like a normal person. Instead, she'll laugh, shake her head, give you a little smile, and say you're an idiot. If she tells you you're an idiot, you're a lucky man. So let's talk about it real quick. Think about that post. You got a young lady that don't even say I love you, but you got a gentleman that identified that if she does these certain things, that's the way she loves. You know she loves you if she does this for you. She don't even have to say, you know what, I love you. She can say, you're an idiot. She can say, boy, you need to stop, or whatever. You know when that person loves you. So what you have to do is you have to identify it. I think what we do is like, what if another guy was in this predicament and he had a young lady that was like that? What he would do was demand that she say, I love you. in order to prove that she loves him. Well, you need to say, well, why you don't never say I love you? If it's not in her, you just have to identify that what whenever she does what she does, that she really do love you. So that's another example that somebody sent me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the way people want to be loved. Wow. Here it is. Here's another one that somebody sent out. And I want y'all to understand, now this is social media that we on. And please excuse the language, because you know I don't normally do all this. But you know what? I'll edit it. How about this? Someone says, females pass up a good, they pass up good men for guys from the hood. And then 10 years later, look for the good man to help them take care of the guy from the hood's kids. Now that's funny. That's funny. That's those ladies that, once again, that like the roughneck. You got those ladies that like the what we like to call the hood swag. You know, what attracts you is gonna be the guy with lots of tattoos, the guy with the long dreads that wears pants sagging, you know, the guy that drives around with the music loud, sitting on big rims, the guy that's all on the scene at the club, all these and things of that nature, right? But when you get that person, because that you get that person because guess what? That person knows how to love you the way you want to be loved. Or that person loves you in a manner that you want to be loved. He handles you the way you want to be handled. Right? So you find yourself falling for these type of guys who in the end don't mean you no good. But they'll put some children in you. They're going to do that. Only to later on wake up and realize that's not the way that I should want to be loved, because it's leaving me single. It's leaving me as a single mother. Right? It's leaving me as a single mother still out there on the dating scene looking for somebody to call my own. If that's where you want to be, then that's where you will be for the most part. But we need to make sure everybody feel us on that. Let's go to another post. We're going to go to another post, right? Before we go and take a break. And when we take a break, we got a great, great guest that's going to be coming on with us. Hey, and we going in because guess what? The month of October is also Domestic Violence Month, right? It's Domestic Violence Awareness. And the way that domestic violence kind of ties into what we're talking about tonight is that there are a lot of people that are in domestic violence situations or violent relationships all because the person understands how to love them. Now, I know that might sound weird. Okay, how could I be? Kenny, talk. I got somebody just hit me up. Look, let me read it. She says, what? She says, she says, how could you know how to love a person that you're beating on every day? That's a good question. That's a very good question. And the reason why, or how, the reason how, or how that could be, is because I heard this a long time ago, and I'm, and Kenny Talk is going to bring it to you guys again, but I'm going to bring it a little bit more up to date. If a person, now this is just not for women, this is also for men. If you're dating a person that knows how to make you feel way up in the clouds, also knows how to make you feel down in the mud, has that type of power over you, you will never leave them. You will never get them out of your life. So what do I mean by that? If a person is able to control those type of emotions in you, if when you wake up in the morning next to me and you're feeling good, you're making breakfast, and everything is hunky-dory, and life is good, the sun is shining, you got the your slow music playing on a Saturday morning, I get up, I come downstairs, and the meal that you have prepared, I flip the table over in the kitchen and knock all the food on the floor because I'm angry at something that you did. Now, if emotionally you can go from that to feeling down in the dumps and afraid for your life and feeling so hurt, right? The only thing I need to do is wait. The only thing I need to do is wait, right? Give it about a day, full day. I may not come home that Saturday night. Then when Sunday come, I might come home that Sunday evening. And I know how to walk up behind you and say, come here. You know I love you, right? You know you mean everything to me. You know I would never do anything to hurt you. You are my everything. And I'm so happy to be your man. Wow! Right then, if your emotional level or like they like to say your mood ring, you know how your mood changes? If he changes your mood from being down in the dumps all the way up to back to walking on clouds again, you're trapped. You'll never get him out of your system until you're able to control yourself emotionally around this person. Emotions are so strong, ladies and gentlemen. They are. They're strong. Thank you everybody for responding to a lot of the stuff. You know what, I'm sorry I'm not able to read everything, but you know, of course, we only got an hour. It's time for us to pay some bills. Dollhouse Radio, we're going to play a little bit of music, right? We're going to play some music. And once we come back from our music break, we're going to bring our special guest on, man, and we're going to continue to rock it. We're going to disregard, we're going to move aside to keeping it real letter for something special, for someone special. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat.
Yo,
I am
me.
One and only Kenny Talk. And I'm having a blast on this hump day.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks, my Maybach, Black Magic. Never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can he think about me when he wax off? Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce, or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kitty on feet. Pussy on feet. Pretty gang, always keep them on deep. Riding through Texas. Feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nikki is tight. I said, yeah, Nikki, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nikki, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work. I got it. 36 to that real, pancake full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby. I'm feeling myself.
Cooking up that bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna taste.
This ain't got punched
lines or flow. I have both in an empire or so. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know.
He in love with that
cook. Why? Don't ever be learning. You isn't never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records. That urban ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Tripping on that work. Tripping off that perk, flipping up my skirt, and I be whipping all at work, taking trips with all them keys, car keys got B's, singing with the queen bee, and we be whipping all of that D, cause we dope girls, we
flawless,
we the poster girls for owlers, we run around with them bowlers, only real niggas on my cowlers, I'm the big kahuna, go lift them hoops, no, just on this song alone, this is on her fourth flow.
Yeah. Real relationship talk.
You like it, don't you? Young Money.
We are back, everybody. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. And you know what? We normally do the Keeping It Real letter on this part, but I'm going to bring on somebody, a special guest, that's going to kind of, I mean, she's going to chop it up with the Kenny Talk experience tonight, everybody. I want y'all to make sure that y'all represent for. Y'all got to show us some love, make her feel welcome to the show. We got a lot of people listening tonight, but you know what? The goal tonight is to bring awareness, and we're going to tie directly to our conversation tonight about people, man, just people really wanting to be loved in a certain way. You know, we all have our way that we want to be loved. People want to be loved in a certain way, and whenever somebody get it right, man, you don't want to let them go. So let me bring to the line, I got my girl Danita on the line. How you doing, Danita?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right. Well, first of all, y'all give her a round of applause. Welcome, sweetie.
Thank you.
We are so glad to have you. And we're going to pretty much utilize the Keeping It Real letter, and we're going to give this section all to you. And I want to just let everybody know, first and foremost, Danita had a post that she put on Facebook that really touched me, and it made me want to reach out to her to say, hey, why not come on and share? And it does have something to do with being a survivor when it comes to domestic violence. So first and foremost, Danita, if you can, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I am Danita, and I am a survivor. I am free from domestic violence, something that, you know, is kind of shunned and not talked about, kept secret. But I want to be able to let you all know that we need to speak up. We need to talk about it. We need to share.
We need to share it. Don't be afraid. A lot of people are afraid to actually share. And I think that it's great that you are a survivor. And you got so many people out there that are afraid to share, people that are still in it. People feel like they can't get out of it. And you got some people that just, you know, just plain don't want to get out of it, right? But let's start here. Now, Danita, the topic of the show is, you know, how people want to be loved. If you can think back at that particular time, and I know it could be painful. I know it's definitely something that you're happy you overcame. But can you tell us how did you want to be loved at that point?
Well, I had my parents' relationship to just kind of base, you know, what a relationship was supposed to be about, and that's exactly what I thought I was getting, you know, a nurturer, a protector, a provider, and I was good with that.
Mm-hmm.
It just grew and bloomed to be a little bit more than that, actually the opposite of that. So, I mean, there are really no particular signs say that you're going to be faced with down the road someone who's actually totally different than they were when you guys got together.
Okay. So for the most part, when you guys met and when you were dating, courting, you know, at the point to where you were in a serious relationship, he did implement a lot of nurturing behaviors. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Very much so. Very much so. He was the one that could take a daddy's girl away from daddy and daddy be okay with it.
Mm. Wow. So for the most part, at that time in your life, this guy knew exactly how you wanted to be loved, and he was able to implement it. But I heard you say something about some of the that weren't any signs.
No, they're not any. they're not any. But I can say this to the ladies out there. I mean, even to the guys. Listen to what a person says, and if they say that you ever leave them, they're going to hurt you, believe that.
Believe it.
And run the other way.
Mm. So that was a point in a relationship that where he did make that statement to you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right. So when it comes to signs, that could be one. Also, when you talk about, well, let's start here. What are some of the things that really made him feel like he had to tell you or threaten you with leaving, that he would have to do that to you? Like what was it that made him feel that way?
I think when they understand that the things that they do to you are uncomfortable, and I'm a talker, so you know, I would verbalize that. You know, hey, I don't like this. Or, why do you do this? Or why you continue to do this or that or whatever? And I think he was feeling, like they say, some kind of way, like I was just going to leave. So, you know, I guess that was one of the little threats, but always with a little laugh behind it. Yeah, but if they say it, believe them. Believe them.
Wow, and I heard you just brought up some things about how he was actually treating you. Can you tell us real quick some of the things that he actually did or how he treated you that made the snowball start to roll down the hill and get bigger?
Okay. Isolation. They will isolate you from friends and family, especially if they're not around, if they're not going to be present. I was locked in to our apartment. Wasn't allowed to use the phone, wasn't allowed to go out anywhere by myself. Those are some of them. Very controlling. So if you have any type of issues of controlling or keeping you from the outside, or especially your family, that's a really big red flag.
So the isolation piece of it, the isolation. Now, it's funny that you would say that, but here's the thing. I got a post where a young lady actually sent in, and she says, I can't wait for the day when somebody tells me that I'm the best thing that ever happened to them and actually mean it. Now, the reason why I kind of pulled that one out is because you could actually be the best thing that ever happened to a person, but it won't stop them from, or it won't stop them from, or it might make them react in a violent way when either things don't seem to go that way. You know, when you're a super attractive woman and, you know, you got guys that, you know, making passes at you, and if you even in the least way look as if you're entertaining it or act as if you're entertaining it, it makes his blood boil. See, women want these type of guys that will tell them that they're the best thing, or they want to be the best thing. But when a guy don't know how to actually react to something that's as small as somebody flirting with you, they fly off the hook. Their reaction is just violent. You know, it's like, for the most part, a lot of women ask, a lot of guys ask for these things, but we don't look at this on how severe this could actually turn when you have a person who's not mentally stable. So would you say within your situation, do you feel like that him being mentally unstable has some things to do with his temper or him not being able to control it?
That could have been a part of it. And I was listening to your show earlier, and someone said something that was really profound to me about knowing how to love.
Yes.
I believe that he did not know how to love me. He didn't know how to love me, and being controlling is not a way to love somebody.
Okay. Being controlling is a way to prevent people from being able to flirt with you, to prevent you from being able to cheat on them, you know. So it's almost as if that's a knee-jerk reaction that a lot of guys who have those insecurities or who believe that, guess what, you know, maybe as a man I feel like I'm not able to live up to that I'm not able to live up to what you want. So that's why I react the way I react, by wanting to isolate you off from everybody, because if you interact with another guy that might know how to or maybe a little bit more than me to you, then that's it. You're gone. You're going to jump ship. Do you think that he felt that way about you?
I really do. I really do. And that, I guess that particular day and night that I knew that this was either I'm out or I'm dead. You know, it was one of those. We had one of those episodes. You know, he wanted to know who I was talking to, why was I talking to them, you know, what took me so long to do this, because we were both in school. What took me so long to get here or there, and it got really, really bad. And when you don't answer the right way, if you're in a relationship and you've got to just kind of walk on eggshells and not
right.
really sure, well, if I say this or that, I don't know how he's going to react. That's breathtaking in itself. I mean, it takes the life from you, literally.
Okay, well, here's a big question. What is that, while you were going through some of this, still, you know, calling yourself his wife, what do you think was some of the things that prevented you from walking away sooner?
The longevity that my parents and my grandparents had, you know, I would always make excuses. He didn't mean to do this time, or he didn't mean to hit me, or I know he really loves me because, you know, he takes care of me. He does provide for me. It was like excuse after excuse after excuse.
Mm. So you were making excuses for him.
I was.
At that time, you really believed that he didn't mean to.
Right.
Hmm. All right, so now, an even bigger question. What happened that made you finally say, I'm done? I'm able. What happened that gave you the strength to break the chain?
It actually wasn't me that was given the strength to do so. It was the events that occurred that particular night. He and it might be a little graphic. I might get a little chucked up on it because
okay.
It still rings a little fresh.
When yeah.
he climbed on top of me and put his knees in my chest and beat me in my head with his fist. He almost beat me into a coma.
Wow.
Drugged me by my hair. I had a lot of hair then. Drugged me by my hair. And I got away from him just for a little while, but he kicked in that door and he put his hands around my throat, and that's when I heard those infamous words that we hear on television, this is going to be the last breath that you take because you're not
mm-hmm.
going to leave me. Yeah. But the sirens you know, outside, you know, somebody actually caring enough, because I was able to get to the phone and just yell to my mom before he smashed it out the wall. Help me. That's all I got out. But the sirens and stuff is what kind of saved me. Because they said they didn't even know how I was even able to talk. Blood pressure was through the roof. They said I should have actually been in a coma. But I was able to walk out that house, and I never looked back.
Wow. So I really commend you for sharing tonight. But so let's end on a real high note. Let's tell everybody where you are right now in your life.
Right now, I'm working. Kids are grown. I'm happy. I'm married again. At this time, I really know that love does not hurt.
Wow. That's a very beautiful story. And you know what? I'm glad you actually share, because a lot of times we think people know how to love us because we think we know what we want. There's a lot of young girls that are getting into these relationships. They're actually finding love so early, you know, and they're basing how they want to be loved off of the way they've, you know, the way what they've observed from their parents, what they see on television, what they hear in the music, pop culture, and they're expecting a person or a guy to love them in that way. And you got these young guys out here that don't know anything at a young age that will comply, or that feel like that's the best way to love a woman, the way she's actually being, wants to be loved, but they haven't lived and experienced life. They don't even know who they're going to grow into. You know, when you talk about being 20 years old and being in a committed long-term relationship, you don't even know who you are right now.
Right, that's true.
You know, and so it'll be difficult for me to say at 22 years old that, guess what, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, because we grow into different people. Experiences causes us to grow. So the way that we say that we want to be loved at that age, I mean, it's based off a very short time frame. That's why sometimes it changes, you know? You know, that's why you got young girls that will end up seeing someone cheating on their boyfriends and being in a predicament like yourself, or even worse, that you were able to come up. Some of them don't even come out of it, you know? This is a very serious thing that's going on, because a lot of people get into relationships before they know who they are, or they think they know what they want from out of love, when they don't even understand it, you know?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
There's a lot of posts. I see a lot of people posting. I mean, I want to read a couple of them to you real quick. I got a guy reaching out, and he says that he has never ever put his hands on a woman. And you seem like a very nice individual. He said he sends his prayers out to you. Hope you continue to move in the right direction. Okay, we appreciate that. I'm
Ooh,
sure.
Thank you.
Okay, I got another guy. No, it's a young lady. Sorry. Got a young lady saying that she went through something similar, but not to that extent. She was able to get out sooner. She's happy that you were able to do so, and thank you for shedding some light on some situations that she can share with her friends. Okay, I see
you.
Thank you. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, you know, because you never know. One thing I did notice as well, Anita, that you said is that even though you were being isolated by your ex, you didn't isolate your family. You know, you stayed there. You know, you kept that line of contact. What a lot of women do is they follow their husband or their boyfriend's lead. When they start to isolate them from their friends and isolate them from their family, they actually follow that lead and isolate themselves, you know. And the sad part about it is when they try to reach out, you know, for whatever reason, their family and their friends are not anywhere around, because you've isolated yourself as well. So, I mean, so that sounds like something that you made sure that you didn't do.
Yes, yes. And that's very important too. You can that breakdown of communication with your family could have been detrimental for me.
Wow. Well, you know what? I definitely want to thank you for sharing. I mean, we really appreciate you. I'm going to put you on mute real quick because it's about time for us to do the final thought. You know, I hope what you had to say really helped some people out there. I hope somebody listening is able to find the strength to move on before it gets to the point to where they can't or they're impacted in a way that they will never forget. You know, and I wanted to just shoot that out there to everybody. Let me get you to hold for just a second. I'm glad, everybody, we're so glad that she shared with us. But it's now time for what we like to call the final thought. Now, it's a real relationship talk show. We got real topics, do real talk, and we provide real solutions. So we gave a lot of solutions tonight. Thanks to Danita, she gave some solutions. But it's time for me to sum up everything with a little bit of spoken word that I like to do. Check it out. All right. We teach people to love us the way we want to be loved by setting expectations of what we won't accept and things that we will. Our main concern is that we are treated the way we feel that we deserve, but pay no attention to how this adjustment makes them feel. Now, people express the way they love in many different words and behaviors, and it's hard not to gravitate towards the ones that we like. It's difficult to determine if these words and behaviors are really the person who they is in the short time that we've allowed them in our life. Now, you can have a man that never buys you flowers, writes you poetry, or takes you dancing. But he provides stability and he loves your dirty draws. But she would leave him for a guy that does all of the above, the things that she likes, but don't really give a damn about her at all. Now we have to be willing to identify, appreciate, and at times make changes to the way we love. Because so much of how we love people goes unnoticed. It separates the givers from the takers, the compassionate from the inconsiderate, when what they're getting out of a relationship is their only focus. When you got a person that's in a relationship and they're only focused on what they get out of the relationship, no matter how much they give, they still are takers. Because they give with conditions. They give in exchange for. They give with the expectations of receiving. Right? These people really don't know how to love. And we're going to, on the flip side, I need y'all to understand, if you are a person that's not attentive to the person that you love's feelings and the fact that you might be falling short, if you love that person, you will reassess and you will make some adjustments to love that person the way they want to be loved or where they need to be loved. If the adjustment that they're asking you to make seem to be too far-fetched or are things that you feel you can't bring to the table, then you need to quit playing and you need to move on. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, everybody. Remember, we will be back. We will be back every Wednesday night. Salute to Danita. Thank you for sharing, sweetheart. Salute to all the fellas out there, to the fellas that responded and everybody listening out there. Thank you for everybody. Remember to add us on Facebook, Kenneth DeMoss, the Kenny Talk Experience, right? Like I like to say to ladies, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Don't. We'll holler at y'all next week. Yeah.